BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News. On April 29th, in Quy City, the Bình Định Provincial Veteran Association held a gathering to honor distinguished world veterans who participated in the revolution before April 30, 1975. The event also marked the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South Vietnam and national reunification. Delegates revisited the nation's heroic revolutionary history, recalling the sacrifice made during the struggle for independence. Speaking at the gathering, Mr. Lê Kim Toàn, Permanent Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, underscored the crucial role veterans played in the country's history. He spread their unwavering patriotism, courage, and revolutionary determination, crediting them with helping secure a heartfelt national liberation despite immense hardship and sacrifice.
Yesterday, the Steering Committee of the Elimination of Makeshift and Dilapidated Housing in Taizhong District held a conference to review the implementation of 2025 Emulation Campaign Joining Hands to Eliminate Makeshift and Substandard Housing across the district. With the goal of completely eliminating makeshift and dilapidated homes for revolution contributors, families of fallen soldiers, poor households, near poor households, and newly out of poverty households by the end of May 2025, the Taizhong District has taken strong and comprehensive actions, implementing a range of effective measures. To date, the district has supported the construction and repair of all 278 homes, fulfilling 100% of the target set by the province. Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Lâm Hải Giang acknowledged and commended the efforts and achievements of Taizhong District in implementing the campaign, particularly highlighting the role of the district's steering committee and local communes and towns for exceeding both the progress and requirements set forth.
On April 30, the Bình Định branch of Nhân Dân Printing Company distributed more than 5,000 copies of a special supplement of Nhân Dân newspaper to residents in Quy Nhơn, commemorating the 50th anniversary of the liberation of the South Vietnam and national reunification. The 8-page supplement features exclusive content creating key moments of the historic Ho Chi Minh campaign, particularly the storming of the Independence Palace in 1975. Especially, the publication incorporates augmented reality, or AR, and 3D mapping technology. Readers can for QR code embedded in the page to access interactive video that brings scenes from the campaign to life. The 6-minute multimedia experience includes dynamic visual and sound effects, offering a vivid reimagining of the final moments of Vietnam reunification.
On April 29th, the People's Committee of Hoài Hảo Ward, Hoài Nhơn Town held a ceremony to receive the provincial level historical site certificate for the Bình Định Province Volunteer Youth Martyrs Memorial. To honor and express gratitude to the volunteer youth martyrs of Bình Định who devoted and sacrificed their lives for the cause of national liberation and defense. In 2019, the Benin Provincial Association of Former Volunteer Youth, in coordination with the People's Committee of Hoàng Dương Thao, constructed two memorial works, a memorial stele at Hoàng Dương Mountain, marking the site where 13 youth volunteer leaders fell on February 11, 1968, and the Benin Province Volunteer Youth Martyrs Memorial, located in Hội Phú Hamlet, Hoài Hảo Commune. The Benin Province Volunteer Youth Martyrs Memorial was officially recognized as a provincial-level historical site by the Provincial People's Committee on November 1, 2023. This red address serves as an important educational site for younger generations, highlighting the heroic traditions of their forebears and inspiring current and future generations to contribute their talents and efforts toward building a more prosperous, modern, and civilized homeland. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.